You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world? You've got Nightline with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. My name is Greg Bach. Across the table from me is Mr. Pete Schwabba. We are here coming to you live on the Civic Media Network in places all over the state. We hope you're having a great night. Thank you so much for being here. If you want to be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, Civic Media's very own Mr. Stuart J. Waddles gives us probably his thoughts on our question of the night, but also gives us his popcorn picks. And then we close out the entire show with a handy tip from Pete and Greg. So don't go anywhere. We're having a good time right now. Pete, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Technical gaffes aside, I think we're rocking and rolling.
It was
a fun first hour talking to Greg. And if you missed the first hour, folks, you can check that out in podcast form at civicmedia.us. And what do you say? Should we reintroduce? Before we read some text, I think we should reintroduce our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What band is the most overrated in your opinion, folks? What do you think?
Yeah.
Or rockstar or band that is seriously overrated? You can let us know on the text line at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also drop us a comment on the app, text us over the app, or if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, you can drop us a stream comment. Let's start with the stream, Greg, because Dave says The Doors. And, I mean, this is all subjective. There's no right or wrong answers, but half of these I'm reading, I'm like, oh, I love them. That's what you're going to get with a question like this, right?
I can see why someone might feel The Doors are overrated. I feel like, you know, the time frame, I grew up in the 80s and the 90s, and I feel like there was a great deal of kudos, flowers to The Doors. And granted, they're a good band. They made some good music, but I don't think they're as great as everyone says they are. There are songs I'll listen to, like Peace Frog. I'll always listen to Peace Frog, but it's just not a band where I'm like, do you understand The Doors, man? No, I don't. It's fine. It's fine.
I mean, they're not in my top five bands. I love LA Woman. I love some of their songs, but I get that, Dave. Sydney Politics says Kings of Leon. Interesting. Yeah. And U2. I disagree about U2.
I do not accept that as an answer. I think that's wrong. I disagree with that. I think U2 is a fantastic band.
I do too. And here's the thing about U2. They have the same four dudes.
Yep.
Have been together since the late 70s, since they were like 15. I don't think that happens.
There's not a lot of bands that still do that. I mean, I'm trying to think right now of bands that still have all of their original members. I'm sure they're out there and they're just escaping me right now. But U2 still, I know that they tour with a different drummer, but Larry Mullen Jr. still plays in the studio, but I think he's like kind of done with touring, but who knows? I mean, it's still those four guys though. And the band is like going on 50 years old. So, it's, I don't know. I've seen them. It's an amazing show. I love their music. I didn't care when their album showed up on my iPhone. I let that go. People still talk about it to this day, but whatevs.
Me too. And still my favorite Super Bowl halftime show right after 9/11 with all the theater they put into that and Streets Have No Name was just, I love it. But you know what? It's fun. It's a fun discussion. Yeah. Daniel Berry Sports Highlights on the stream says, happy Thursday. What's up, everyone?
Hello.
You tell us, Daniel. Good to have you, buddy.
Good to have you.
We've got a lot of text here to get to.
Brett in Brown Deer, welcome back, buddy. Good to have you back on the show. He says, listening on WAUK, Journey, worst band ever. Ooh.
Wow.
Go to a bar around 11 o'clock on a Saturday night and scream that out loud. See what happens next. Ooh, baby. I'm not a Journey fan. I I will say this right now. At my wedding, I told the DJ no Journey is allowed, and people were upset. I'm like, yeah, deal with it. I'm paying for it. You're not. So
I like Journey. I like their hits that I like. Who's Now? Yeah. I don't like some of the, and I mean, Don't Stop Believing is a great song, but it is probably the most overplayed song. Like when I first heard it, loved it, learned how to play it on the guitar, but now it's everywhere. New generations have adopted it as their anthem. It's a little overplayed. So it's hard to disagree with that text as well. Also, I want to thank Greg in Waukesha who texted in earlier telling us, informing us, breaking the story, if you will, about Bob Harlan. So that was great.
Greg also goes out. A couple of things with Greg. Greg texted in a few times in the beginning of the show. First of all, I love you to death, Greg. I was never in the band Sweetheart Tripwire. That was not a group I was in back in the day. And he also went on to say there was one other thing, too, here he put on. Can you erase text messages? Oh, here it is. Okay, yeah, yeah. Yep, here it is. So he also went on to say, overrated band artist, at least in Wisconsin, Pat McCurdy. He goes on to say, McCurdy came to my Catholic music camp back in the day. Wasn't impressed with him then, not impressed with him now. And Greg, I know I was at that Catholic music camp back in the day. I remember that show. I played bass for him on stage. Yeah, they needed a bass player. I could play three notes. It's fine. But I mean, he's still.
And he was at that show where you played with Pat McCurdy and that just all came together on this text.
Where Greg and I met. I've known Greg for about 30 years now. Yeah, yeah. We came up. Okay. So yeah, thank you so much for getting in touch with us. Also, really quick, I just wanted to group these together because who knew? Christy in Eau Claire, and who was the other person?
Somebody else.
Nick in Marshall said Kid Rock is the most overrated rock star. I don't disagree with that.
I don't even know if he's overrated. I just don't like his music. I don't like him personally, but that's really not what it's about. There's a lot of rock and roll stars that I probably wouldn't like personally, but I don't know that Kid Rock's overrated because he has hits in his own little stratosphere.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's a good text.
I mean, his music's boring, in my opinion. His music, to me, is always a guy trying to be the coolest guy at the bar, and you're like, yes, we get it, Bob. We get it, Bob. Yes, you can play guitar.
Samples all the time, and he got sued for doing it.
Yeah, I mean, but then the rap game dried up on him. He became a rock star. That's what they do. Ask Machine Gun Kelly. Who else? Let's see here.
Monica Mount Horeb. So wait, says PSY that did Gangnam Style. I forgot about that song.
Psy. Yeah. I mean, that song was really fun.
Okay.
Yeah, that song was fun. I listened to it as many times as I needed to, and then I was done with it. But yeah, I can understand. I mean, that song can be very, very
kind of a one-hit wonder too, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, but he's still to this day playing stadiums, and they love him. So
that one song.
Do Your Thing, Baby. Anna in Madison listening in says, I think Gene Simmons and his band Kiss are overrated musicians. I completely agree. I think Kiss is an overrated band. I said on the text, not the text line, but the post that you made, I said that I think that the Rolling Stones, the Beach Boys, and Heroes the Tease, Elvis. Overrated.
Wow.
And I'm going for the big hitters. Like, I'm going for the titans of music and rock and roll. And I'm like, I don't really enjoy any of them. So, sure.
That's a gutsy look. I love a controversial take when we're talking about stuff that isn't really that important. That's the fun of the whole thing, right? So, I can live with that. I said, I don't even remember who I said. We've got, let's get to the social media. Oh, I said Bon Jovi and Michael.
Bon Jovi.
I think Bon Jovi is just, you know, a couple tunes you tap your toes to, but I just think it's fine. But sometimes people mention them in the same breath with Springsteen. I'm like, what are you on? Like,
well, I think it's the New Jersey thing, you know?
Yeah, probably.
But when I watched their documentary, that it was like a 4-part documentary basically centered around John Bon Jovi and his voice trying to be saved. And I didn't realize how many multi-platinum albums they put out. Like, usually it's like, you know, they put out an album, then they put out another album, and then people are like, ooh, they're really good. Then they put out the album that defines their career, and then it sort of slides down from there. They put out like 5 albums in a row that sold huge. And I mean, I don't know. I personally feel like, I don't know if I'm in the same place as you, Pete. They're fine. There are songs and they're good. Fair. I enjoy, but I'll never turn off Wanted Dead or Alive. That'll be always a tune I always listen to.
I like that first guitar. Look, I'm not saying I hate them or anything. I just feel like I just don't need to keep hearing about them. Like I feel like Springsteen, just to compare them again, has been putting out new music his whole career, and he's five years younger than my dad, and he's still doing three-hour shows in Bon Jovi. I feel like they're kind of riding on the whatever. It's a good argument, but I don't totally disagree with you. John from Madison in the 608 says Dolly Parton.
Okay.
Whoa!
What? Wow. I don't understand what you're... Okay, that's just... That's...
That's more controversial than Elvis, because who doesn't love Dolly Parton?
I don't understand that one at all.
Cam from Appleton says Van Halen is overrated.
Okay. I can understand that point too, man. I can totally understand that point. You know, I think it's when we over-intellectualize certain bands, that's when it becomes a thing of like, look, they're great. They're a group. It's, you know, the Beatles, yes, they did a lot of great things, but I understand if someone says it's four dudes from Liverpool and it's a pop outfit. I understand that criticism. Yeah, right. But Dolly Parton, dude, come on, man.
What's not Daniel, to like?
Daniel listening in on WMDX in Menasha says, Grateful Dead, boring 20-minute noodling around songs. Bored. Wow. I understand that point, too, but I love the Dead.
I do, too.
I love jam bands that know how to jam correctly versus a band that's like, oh, it's a guitar player and three to four other people who are just like supporting them. But
we talked about that, Greg, and I don't think we totally disagree, but to me, a lengthy guitar solo can ruin a good song. It's like, I get it. You know how to play the guitar. That sounded good for about a minute. Can we get back to the lyrics and the melody now? You know,
I think it's how you interweave the jamming. That's how, if it's a 30-minute guitar solo, then yes, I understand that. But if it's guitar, bass, and drums, and everyone's doing their thing and they're having fun, then it's more entertaining. I get that. But
30 minutes, you need a beating.
My goodness, you're so extreme, Pete.
30 minutes, Greg? Come on. Well, that's a gym class.
Then don't. God.
Pete, you're scaring
Tom
me.
From Hartford says Bob Dylan. I don't disagree with that, Greg. What do you say about that?
I agree. I like Bob Dylan's Nashville stuff, but I don't really like, I don't worship at the altar of Bob Dylan.
Yeah. Our pal Chris Casper says, I really love like 12 of their songs. They ain't no Beatles. Did I miss a
what are we talking about here?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if I saw something.
Another text from you, Chris, but we'll find it. We got Daniel from Menasha. Oh, you read that. I'm sorry. Yep, okay. Yep. Are we caught up? Oh, we got a couple Facebook ones. See if we can get to these before the, I said Michael Bolton too.
I don't understand why you think he's overrated. Like, it's not like he's, I mean, that to me, he's not big enough to be overrated. I think he's beloved by people, but he's not like topping the charts. And no one's saying like Michael Bolton is my inspiration. He is the reason why music is the way it is. I think you just don't like Michael Bolton.
I think people do say that though. And I don't, you're right. Who? He might not be overrated because he shouldn't even be rated.
Wow.
He just shouts.
No, he does. He shouts. Michael Bolton shouts.
How am I supposed to just sing, dude? You know, I don't know.
This sounds like old man shaking your fist at the wind, man. I'm just like, where are my garbage cans?
I didn't like him when I was in college either.
Understood.
Sheila Rosenberg Seidel says Kiss. Okay. Another one for Kiss. And then it might be her sister, Sarah Jean, says, take that back. Okay. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. There are fighting words on the text line and on social media. We are coming right back with our pal and Civic Media colleague, Mr. Stuart Waddles, who is going to talk music and make the popcorn pick of the week. It's the Civic Media Radio Network. She's the son of future.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Michael McDonald. I mean, Greg Bach. We're having fun. We're talking music tonight. We're talking overrated pop stars, artists, bands. Dom Lee's working the board. What could be better? I'll tell you what could be better, Greg Bach.
Oh, baby.
We are making the popcorn pick of the week tonight in just about 10 minutes. And joining us to make that pick is a guy who rolled in a little early so we could continue our fun talk about overrated bands. He covers news for Civic Media in Southeast Wisconsin and does a bang-up job. Mr. Stuart J. Waddles.
Hello, fellas. Hey, buddy. First time with Greg. I'm glad you're here. This is great.
Yeah. It's wonderful. I'm happy to be here. I'm very excited. I am really, if folks, this is one of those situations where you need to check out the live stream because Stuart is bringing the nighttime vibes of let's talk about music and let's talk
quiet
about movies.
Quiet storm after dark.
Exactly. Exactly.
Each sweat, 5 minutes.
The quiet Stuart here on Civic Media.
Well, it's good to have you, buddy. Yeah. We're excited to get your pick after the news, but right now, do you have a band or a pop star, someone you think is overrated?
I do, but I think it might help to start with who is rated. You brought this up before. Yeah. How can you be overrated if you're not really rated to begin with? And I thought of Kiss immediately. But, I mean, so let's go back to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, past 5 years. Bad Company. Rated, overrated, not rated enough?
I think they're not rated enough, honestly, because Bad Company not getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was a big deal for a long time.
Cyndi Lauper. Where do you stand on Ms. Lauper?
Love her.
Yeah. Love a few of her tunes, but I can't say I own her whole library.
Do you think
but
she
I
should
like
be in
her.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I mean, she wrote a couple iconic tunes, Time After Time, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Those were
she didn't write that song.
Or performed it.
Greg's, it's a cover. Greg's it's a cover. It's a cover.
I got it. Who's
she in the WWE
original?
Hall of Fame? She was part of like the first WrestleMania, wasn't she?
First or second? I can't remember exactly
Morris
when she
the score. It was kind of on MTV to leading up to WrestleMania, to get that going. A couple more here to see if they're rated overrated. Soundgarden.
No.
I don't think they're overrated.
I think they're great.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you. Foo Fighters.
Love them. No, I think they are worthy of being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, not overrated.
All right, some of mine, and Pete, I've been listening. You're not going to like this. Springsteen. Give me Johnny Cougar all day long, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Give me Johnny Cougar Mellencamp all day long. And put Springsteen on the shelf.
Is it too late to find a guest for the popcorn pick of the week in a few minutes?
They're locked in. This is a contractual obligation. If we don't do this, we get sued.
Overrated.
By vague popcorn. How is he overrated? I mean, I don't want to dig too deep into it.
I hear too much about him. There's so much Springsteen.
He's the greatest American songwriter there is.
Let me stop. Okay, exactly. You can't say Bruce Springsteen overrated when we just got done saying Bob Dylan is overrated. I feel like subjective. I understand it's a matter for me that people like worship at the altar of some of these artists where you as a person can't not like them or not be into them. Like I've had people yell at me saying, how do you not like them? I'm like, it's easy. I'm doing it right now. But like, I understand if someone sees Bruce Springsteen is overrated. I get that completely.
Where's the chink in the armor with Springsteen? That's my, I can say that about Dylan because I don't believe that about Dylan. I do believe that about Springsteen. And when you, whether it's pop hits and anthems or reflective, Nebraska or Devils and Dust, I mean, there's weak link there.
There's one song America knows about Bruce Springsteen. One of them. Maybe two.
What?
Maybe two.
What's that?
Born in the USA. And then the...
I'm on fire.
Dancing in the Dark, Badlands.
So here's where I'm coming down.
Road,
Bob, like you said, Bob Dylan, he's an acquired taste. Like Willie Nelson. He's bad, but like he's good. Like there's something there. With Springsteen, I don't even get that bad is there to like. I got nothing with Springsteen. Like, again, give me Johnny Cougar all day long.
Hey, you tell me you don't like Springsteen. I get it. Overrated is where I have an issue. And Cougar, to me, is like a poor man's Springsteen. And I like Cougar.
I know Springsteen fans, and I know things like comments about Johnny Cougar probably send you over. Maroon 5, overrated.
Overrated. Oh, yeah. So totally. Overrated.
How did that guy get anywhere?
Their first album is amazing. After that, it's just junk.
Don't get me wrong, I love female MCs, but I don't get Cardi B, Nicki Minaj. Give me like Queen Latifah, MC Light.
Oh, MC Light. Oh my goodness, yeah. Yes.
What about Salt and Pepper?
But with Spinderella, she's not with them anymore, and I feel like that's a crime. There's no you can't have Salt and Pepper without Spinderella. That just to me is
Salt or Pepper.
No, she's Spinderella. She's the DJ. There's Peppa, and then Spinderella's in the middle doing the DJing work. But she's not with the group anymore, which is like, what am I even doing here?
This is what happens when you ask a newsman on the show. He does a deep dive. He does journalism and investigative reporting. He's wrong about Springsteen, but I appreciate the effort here, Stuart. This is impressive. Wow.
Billie Eilish.
I think she's fantastic.
I like her.
Name one song.
What?
Name a song.
The one with the guy with the thing?
Bad guy, bad boy.
Name another.
I don't need to know her.
I hear her name far too often.
Why do I have to know her songs to like her or like what she's about?
Overrated. I guess maybe I'm conflating overrated and being overexposed. Because I think, again, you try and get to that second song, and what is it? There isn't. There's one of them.
I don't know.
I don't think that's a justification for calling someone overrated, though. I think you just don't like them.
Well, I think it's more of, again, exposure has a lot to do with it. And to me, if you're being exposed, there's people that think a lot about you. They love you. They're rating you. And I think that there is an over liking of this artist.
Wow.
I'm with you on Kiss. Were they ever rated?
Oh, okay. We'll get back to that in a moment. We're going to continue this conversation with Stuart J. Waddle, Civic Media's very own reporter of Southeastern Wisconsin, here talking music, giving us the popcorn picks of the week here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to us on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay informed. Stay close.
For the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, and Greg Bach, too.
Well, right as that was playing, I'm like, wait a minute, they're still using this, and then I forgot we... Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I am Pete Schwabba, and Greg Bach is sitting across the state from me, really, but it doesn't look like it.
Dom Wayne Lee is in Madison,
and Stuart J. Waddles joins us tonight from Racine. He covers news for Civic Media for WRJN and does an outstanding job, despite his music tastes.
I love when you said that,
and you went. Stuart is here to make the popcorn pick of the week, so let's jump in.
This is about an actual movie and not popcorn? I tasted a bunch of Orville Redenbacher this week in preparation.
I had some sriracha
popcorn. It was delicious.
I thought you were a fan of the show and listen right
now. Oh, sorry. I got that one wrong. I'm not going to movie for you.
We will make a movie pick, but Greg and I want to ask you a few questions about your movie watching tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you like to watch movies? Are you a theater guy, a home guy? What do you do?
Mostly asleep these days. Going on and I'm out. I got three young kids, so anything I'm watching, I got time for is kid-related. So that's kind of different than, when I was younger.
Those are fun too, though.
Well, then when was the last time you went to a theater to see a movie then?
Probably Frozen 2. That was 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Follow up. When's the last time you went to a movie theater to see a movie that you wanted to see that you weren't taking kids?
I don't know that I wanted to see it. It was playing. It was the...
Bruce Springsteen biopic.
It was the Will Smith Aliens...
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of that movie?
Independence Day or
Will Smith movie.
Men in Black.
There you go.
One of the sequels.
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a very long time. Oh, my goodness. They started putting
the comfy seats in. Who can stay awake through all that?
I guess this next question would be moot because you haven't gone to them since, but would you order food in the theater, like get a dinner and whatnot, or are you that type of person? Okay.
No. Popcorn is all right. Give me some goobers if they got them.
Do they?
No, I don't think they got goobers anymore.
I was just saying this earlier on the show. I get goobers at the dollar store and bring them into the theater, which is so weird because the theater used to be the only place you could get them.
Right. Raisinets, though. You can count on the Raisinets to be there.
They're still there. Yeah. And so what is your favorite snack? Is it popcorn or is it one of the your candy choices, your Slurpees, usually, your Cokes?
The doctor told me I shouldn't eat the popcorn.
For a new
that was a funny line. You guys didn't sell that at all. you know, the Rolos are good. The Caramellos. The caramel inside the chocolate's good.
Yeah.
Is it caramel or caramel?
Oh, I go back both ways.
It's whatever you want. So yep. Whatever you want.
Caramel, because normally that like draws ire from people. So I'll throw it out there. This guy say caramel? Get him.
Oh, Stuart, I guess you're not of the people anymore, man. You're caramel. How's your Rolls Royce doing? Yeah. It's whatever. It's however it you know, flows, I would say. So, excuse me here. In the younger days when you did see movies, did you ever movie hop in your life?
Oh yeah. They would drop us off at the movie theater when I was 11, 12, 13 years old. And we would hop movies, go over and play at the pick and save next door. Yeah, we would hop movies. Yeah,
of course. That's the greatest feeling. That's like, it's a victimless crime, really. I mean, I guess the art, you could say if you're not paying, it's the writer, the director, they're not getting there. But you're not going anyway. You're either going to sneak in or you're going home because you can't afford two movies when you're a kid anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would say unless the director or actor has a deal, they already got their money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. They already got their check. They're good. If I tell Tom Hanks I saw, you know, whatever movie, Splash for free when I was a kid, he'd probably be like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Stuart, where do you sit with, like, when you watch a movie at home, and you and I have discussed Bluey before, you introduced me to that kid show, and I don't have kids at home anymore, and it made me sad. That's how good the show is. But what do you do at home? Do you have a different snack preference at home?
Typically, it's a movie night on Friday, so we get some pizza pie from a local eatery, and somebody gets to pick, either the oldest, the youngest, sometimes the mom and dad gets to pick. So that's when we introduce kind of the older stuff that, or stuff that, you know, they wouldn't pick that I think that they would like. So that's kind of spread it out.
If you don't mind me asking, how old are the kids between
10,
what age?
8 and 4.
Okay.
There's yeah.
So we're still, so when mom and dad get to pick, there's still guidelines on what you are going to watch. Now, is there a movie that you as a movie fan can't wait to show? At least let's just say your oldest at first, but like there's a movie that you're like I watched this when I was a kid. I shouldn't have, but I can't wait to show them. Is there a movie for you that's like that where you're like, hey, don't tell your mom or just don't tell anyone. We're going to watch I'm just Caddyshack, just picking that one out of the blue.
But like, you know, that's probably it. Because at least my boy would love that. It's just a nice, silly movie that he would love.
Yeah.
But yeah, we dropped Back to the Future on them last week. So that was, you know, we haven't done that. They've seen bits and pieces of it, but it's all sitting right there in front of them now. And why is he sitting with his mom? So there's some weird questions that come up. But,
this
they haven't
is
done
weird.
Star Wars yet. The oldest one is, saw one of the early Sand people, and she did not like that at all. So we haven't gone back to that one yet.
Kids, come on in. We're firing up Porky's.
Pulp Fiction, come on in. Reservoir Dogs was one of my favorites when I was younger.
Oh, great, great. It's funny you mentioned Caddyshack because I remember my kids, we were just kind of lounging on the couch one day, you know, and it was on in the afternoon. And it's the scene where they're, it's the gopher. And the gopher's dancing. I'm like, oh, the kids will like this. My kids were like, I don't know, 7 and 3 or something like that. And it's a hard cut to a naked girl in the pool on some guy's shoulders. And I almost tear an ACL looking for the remote and I can't find it. And I'm like, what am I doing? They're just
showing
like,
the baby
Ruth
part.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't care. It was like boobs. And it's like, okay, they're kids. You know, it was like a graphic sex scene or something. It's pretty harmless.
Now Blues Brothers. I've shown parts of that to them. I think that would be an important movie for them to see.
Okay. Just because part of it was shot in Milwaukee or.
That and the music part of it, these legends,
awesome.
Ray and Aretha Franklin, and
great movie. All right, so I think we should probably do, folks. Stuart Waddles is here. He's going to make the popcorn pick in just we are moments away. He covers news for Southeast Wisconsin here at Civic Media at WRJN and in Green Bay, and it's always fun to hear your voice up here in the northeast, Stuart. I like that arrangement.
Yeah, great to be here.
That was a moment.
News, but it's great to have you.
I love that. You said something and there was just nothing. I'm like, waiting for that. Just great. It's just wonderful.
That might have been the biggest awkward silence in the history of Nightlight. And I'm glad
don't put that on the promo. That's a promo right there.
Is there a WBA award for best silence? I don't know.
It should be. There will be now.
Yeah.
Dom, do you have a drum roll ready? Because I think we have to get Stuart's popcorn pick of the week. What do you say?
There we go. There we go. Ooh,
drum roll.
Boom. Lay it on us, buddy.
Shouldn't be any surprise. It's a kid's movie. Leo. It's an animated movie from Adam Sandler on Netflix.
Oh, wow. That's newer too, isn't it?
2003 is when it came out.
Oh boy, I'm way off. Okay,
yeah, I've never heard. It's really good. Like, okay. You know, I've loved Sandman all my life.
Yeah.
And you think he's doing a kid's movie and like, oh boy, how's this going to work? It's great. It's almost like it's a musical more than anything else. There's a lot of music in it.
Nice.
And Sandman and Bill Burr are kind of the lead characters.
Bill Burr in 2003 is in this?
Yeah, my Bill goodness. Burr is a turtle named Squirtle. And Adam Sandler is a lizard named Leo, and they live in a classroom. And they've they can talk, but the kids don't know they can talk. It gets into a whole thing and a lot of music and them guiding these kids through the fifth grade year.
Oh, I mean, that doesn't surprise me. He made 8 Crazy Nights, and people thought like, oh gosh, he's making an R-rated cartoon about Hanukkah. No, it's a movie for kids. Like, he is so childlike in that sense, and I don't mean that as an insult. Like, there's something about him. His Mark Twain Award special was so wonderful because everyone who did that spoke on behalf, did nothing. It was like Conan's as well. Did nothing but gush about how great of a human he is, and I am a total fan of his. I've not seen all of his movies. I don't need to. I just love his vibe and who he is as a person. And
he seems like it. And his films are like this. They're very sweet. It's just a very sweet atmosphere he presents in his films. Wedding Singer. It's a very syrupy and it's funny and it's really good. But Rob Schneider is in this movie. Just in case you were wondering.
Of course he is. It's an Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
Here's my Sandler thing. I met him a couple times back in the day. Very nice guy.
Ooh,
I had a friend who worked for Comic Control, so they put out a CD-ROM. That's how far back. This was like 93. On the cover of the CD-ROM, Adam Sandler, Pete Schwabba. So my kids see that. And again, my buddy was just throwing me a bone. I wasn't he was already on Saturday Night Live. I'm still working clubs, you know. But my kids see that. And they're like, whoa, your careers went different ways, Dad. And I'm like, no, he was already famous. That was just a friend putting me on there. So I had to dig my way out of an Adam Sandler hole for the last 25 years.
You're coming out of the booth.
It hurts.
So did they bring that up just to like rib at you every once in a while? Oh, Dad. Do. Oh, good movie. It's no Big Daddy, I guess.
Oh, listen.
David Spade's not going to be in your next film, is he? Mm-hmm.
If I could have cast Adam Sandler in The Godfather of Green Bay, you bet your ass I would. Another
interesting part of this movie is that Sandler's putting his kids to work. Two of his daughters do like prominent voice roles. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nepo babies.
I mean...
Well, it's Sandler. He's got a crew that's been with him for 20 years.
I'm not shunning or downplaying.
Happy Gilmore 2 was, you know, it was fun. I feel like there was some things that didn't need to be in there, but it was a good movie. It's still based in heart. And what I really loved is that, you know, how they treated the Julie Bowen character in that movie. And she was surprised. She didn't expect to be invited back at all because she's like, well, I'm in my 50s and women don't get to be, you know, attractive moms and they have to be this kind of thing. And they're like, I was surprised I was invited. And I thought that was great, but didn't think it need all the celebrities it had in it. Didn't need, like, if you look at the himself or herself lineup on the credits, you're like, wow, you know, a lot of people and they all showed up for this. My goodness gracious.
Well, it reminds me of kind of what my pick was going to be, the Cannonball Run.
Celebrities. Wow.
That's going
close
bad.
To doing Cannonball Run, but I thought, you know,
so many great bloopers. So many great bloopers at the end of that movie.
Yeah.
Stuart Waddle's popcorn pick of the week, ladies and gentlemen. You want to hear this and want to watch this, especially if you have kids. Stuart's got great taste in movies, if not rock and roll. It's Leo. So thank you. That's a great pick, Stuart. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Check it out on Netflix.
Definitely.
Never heard of it.
Speaking of overrated, on the stream, Oddly 2. Says Rolling Stones, another one, Stones, and also Zaffiro's Burgers and Oshkosh Theater, best in Oshkosh. If you're looking to go have a theater experience, that's great stuff. So what else can we put a bow on? I'm going to squeeze in my Slash story here, I think, because we've got Stewart.
Yeah. We got one more minute.
All right. I'm going to tease this, and we'll do this. And this isn't even really worth sticking around for a tease, but I'm going to tease it anyway. How do you like that? That's a hard sell. All right. We've got a few texts. We'll clean up. We'll read. We'll finish the text on the other side of this very short break. On Nightlight with Peach Wabba and Greg Bach. Stewart J. Waddles, you hear him on this network. He does outstanding work, and I am proud to call you a friend, sir. Great stuff tonight.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Always. All right, check it out. Greg, I am going to tell my Slash story.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, please do so.
This is going to crush. All right.
I cannot wait. Oh, boy.
Civic
Hope
Media
it's not
Radio
overrated.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Tried a room at Lover's Own. And even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. Everything will bring a change.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. My name is Greg Bach, and across the state is Mr. Pete Schwabba. You are listening to us on the Civic Media Network. We appreciate you being here tonight. It's a Thursday evening, or as we adults call it, Friday Eve. And if you want to be part of the conversation, you can still get in your last thoughts on the most overrated rock star or band by calling or texting 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. You can also call, text, or leave a voice note through the Civic Media app. And so much more when you get the app, but check that out. It is app. Absolutely free. Before we get into the tip of the night, there's a couple of things, Pete, you wanted to do. There were some more messages through the text line, but also a story.
I've got, now thanks to Dom, I've got another story. I just want to say really quickly, I love that song. It's Danny's song, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. And I was in the subway in Chicago, probably 2008, in town for a wedding with my son. We were waiting for the train. These two dudes were singing that song with their guitars, and it was
nice.
Brought wow. tears to my eyes. And their voices work together. And I'm like, this is so sad. No one will ever know who these two guys are. I mean, maybe they became Oasis. I don't know. But at the time, it was just phenomenal. And it was beautiful. So tip of my
I love that. I love that song. I love Anne Murray.
I love Anne Murray. And I think that was Kenny Loggins wrote that, I want to say, Greg.
You talk. I'll look it up.
You go to the Google. So my Slash story really quickly is just I was a student at DePaul. I was a freshman. And I walk into this sports bar called Kelly's, which was right on the campus. And there's all these, dudes with DePaul jackets and like wannabe athletes and athletes. And then there's Slash sitting at a table with a cheeseburger. He had the hat on, the glasses. He's Slash. And he's at Kelly's bar. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's Slash. And these guys are like, no way. What would he be doing in Lincoln Park or in Chicago, you know? And as it turns out, we found out like the next day, Guns N' Roses rented an apartment on the DePaul or near the DePaul campus because they were trying to stay clean, making an album. It was probably the album with Patience on it. And they would yell out the window and have DePaul students go rent them videos at Blockbuster and then throw them like 20 or 50 bucks or whatever. But that was like, I was right next to Slash. He's just eating a cheeseburger. This dude who stood out like a sore thumb yet totally belonged. It was beautiful.
I saw Joe Perry at Disney World one time. I was there and I saw it was like there was a group of people around him like, that's Joe Perry. And that's when I found out that Joe Perry is like 5'4". He is a tiny human being. But the staff did a good job of keeping people away from him because he was with his family.
Yeah.
But he was still very gracious. People wanted like, a thumbs up or a high five. He's just very, very nice. And I really appreciate it. But I was just like, that's Joe Perry. That was when I realized that, oh, wow, the celebrities are not, they are like us, but much shorter. So, before we get out of here really quick, Mike from Spring Green is on the phone and wanting to talk about the question of the night. Mike, good evening. What's going on?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? What about U2? I think they're overrated.
We heard about that. Let's see here. Sydney did also mention U2. Pete and I disagree, but again, I understand why someone may think they are overrated, but yeah, not me. I personally love them.
I just found all that dramatic singing, and it all sounds the same to me. I'm a musician, so I should have a little bit of insight on this. It's just, I don't know. It's something else. I'll change channels. It's just like, yawn. So,
but you should never change channel when listening to us. Thanks a lot, Mike from Spring Green.
Thank you, sir. Great to hear from you.
Appreciate you calling in tonight.
Absolutely. Tom from Hartford says, I like Elvis, Christmas, and gospel stuff. That's a great point. And Matt from Eau Claire says, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Album 1984, Nirvana, never got it. It's okay. That's it. That's fair. Mm-hmm. He says, Zep is the best. Big period. They did every genre existing at the time. Hot Dog is better country than most of that dial today.
I think. Dang.
Wow, he's on fire there, dude. I think we're caught up with
this. Zep is the best. They were also sued by a lot of people for stealing their music.
And I would say, again, it's a different era, but I like them. I like some of their tunes. It was all over my neighborhood growing up, a Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, but you know, it's whatever you relate to.
Exactly. I mean, that doesn't matter what I think, honestly. You can love the band as much as you do. Sometimes I'm just like, I don't understand why we love them, but it's not for me to explain, because I'm never going to tell you, I'm never going to convince you that the Beach Boys are fine.
I love the Beach Boys.
I know you do. It's great. All right. Before we get out of here, really quick tip of the night. Okay. All right.
The first big story.
We don't have much time, so I'll make it very, very quick here. The viral macaque name Punch that went viral for enjoying its little toy plushie is outgrowing the plushie and making friends. And I think this is very cute, because I think we live in a time and day where people want to hold on to their plushies. But I think it's important to go out and make friends and see people. And that's basically the tip for me for tonight is, I know you love your plushie. People love their house. People love staying in. But man, send a text, make a call, go out to lunch, find someone you love and tell them that you love them, and make some friends, have a good time. That's about it for me. That's all I want. Pete, any thoughts?
Well, I'll give you my thoughts off the air after I Google plushie. How does that sound?
It's a stuffed animal.
Okay. I'm in favor. I vote.
Okay. Yes. All right. We are in favor of people making friends, and I'm in favor of Punch the Macaque. Macaque, I can't. That just feels very bad to say. I'm in favor of him making friends as well. But that brings us to the end of yet another tip of the night. I really want to know how much we paid Jim Henson Corporation for that celebrity voiceover.
We'll pay.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They're going to find us.
All right. On behalf of Pete, I want to thank Dominic. I want to thank Tucker. I want to thank Traffic and Engineering. You are all great. We talk into operational microphones because of you. Thank you to everyone who called, texted, left a comment on the live stream. I want to thank Peter. No, Peter's not his name. His name is not Peter. It was Patrick. Patrick DeHaan Stuart J. Waddles, our guests tonight. Don't forget tomorrow. Oh, we're talking to the former lead singer of Chicago, Jason Scheff. Tomorrow,
that's
going
to be fun.
And Gene Crichton from the Planetarium, they're turning 60, so don't go anywhere. There's still programming happening, and we'll see you tomorrow. On behalf of everyone, have a great night. Pete, take us out.
Good night, Wisconsin.
Have a great night, folks.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.